Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM is conducting 12 30-minute interviews with local residents in the Harvey area. The series is called Sounds Like Harvey. The volunteers that have agreed to be interviewed come from a diverse range of backgrounds and life experiences. The recorded interviews shall be played on Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM twice a week over a 12-week period, with the local audio content preserved as a historical recording for future generations. Volunteer Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM announcers will conduct the interviews, and station manager Ian Taylor will coordinate the project and is the producer of the recordings. Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM is thankful for the financial support of the project provided by Community Broadcasting Foundation and the Shire of Harvey.
Hello listeners, my name is Ian, and today we are continuing with Sounds Like Harvey 2024. This new Sounds Like Harvey series is all about new residents that have moved to the Harvey region within the last 5 years. And today I would like to present on Sounds Like Harvey 2024, two new residents to Harvey, that is Sue Wright and Jeff Glasson. Welcome to you both.
Morning, Ian. How are you?
Very well, thanks, and really appreciate you joining us today for Sounds Like Harvey 2024. Okay, guys, just wondering if you find out your full names and where were you both born?
My name is Susan Dorothy Wright. I was born in Port Augusta and came to Waroona when I was 5 years old. My parents moved back home.
A South Australian girl?
Yes, yeah. 5 years.
5 years, and then to WA.
And back to WA, yes. Mum and Dad were from Waroona, but Dad went over there for work. And it's 5 years, and that's where I was born.
And then back to WA, and that's all you'd really know now, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
What about you, Jeff?
I was born in Perth, but spent most of my time in Mandurah. Mandurah boy from as long as I can remember.
Mandurah boy, and then Waroona, and now Harvey.
Yes, yes. I moved to Waroona once I met Sue, and then we've moved down here. Been here about 6 months, I think.
Nice. Next question is, can you describe what country or region you previously lived in was like at the time you grew up there? We'll start with you, Sue. In South Australia, in Port Augusta.
Yes, well, I can't really remember anything in Port Augusta because I was four and a half when we came over. Great memories of Waroona.
As you say, that's when you got to the age where you can start remembering.
Yes, yeah. And, we had really, it's a really small town back then, a lot of farming community. We were a farm community, so milkers and all the way around us up until I was in my early 20s, and then Alcoa brought them all the farms out.
Things have changed a lot
now. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And you'd go to the shop and you'd know everyone. I'd be walking down the street when I was a little girl, or playing in the oval at the big old grandstand that we used to have there around the football oval. You could play there after school and till 6 o'clock, and there was no stranger danger.
Yeah. It was freedom in those days, wasn't it? Things have changed a little bit now.
Absolutely.
And what about you, Jeff?
Yeah, born in Perth, but spent all my time in Mandurah. We had the beach house down there. We owned a block of flats and a shop out the front. Mum used to work in the shop. She used to give me a big slab of watermelon on condition that I went up the beach to eat it up there so all the kids would see it and come back to the shop.
And living, growing up there in Mandurah would have been a great place too, wouldn't it?
It was great.
Like beaches and fishing and...
Yeah, it was a small town back then, a lot of crabbing, fishing, prawning, and the beach was my life. I just spent all my time on the beach.
Beautiful. What a time to be growing up in Mandurah too. Now you drive through and it's like a city, isn't it?
It's huge.
I'm not knocking it, but it's just changed so much. It's like, I remember the old days down there as well, and when it was a real sleepy, peaceful, not a village, it was still a town, but the foreshore, it was just so peaceful.
Yeah, the old Kanyana Carnival was a lot of fun. As a kid, I'd go down there and catch up with all my friends. The fireworks, it was awesome.
That's great memories of it. That's the main thing. What about family arrangements growing up? And do you still have family members in South Australia, or are they all in WA?
No, everyone was in Waroona. I grew up with two sets of grandparents in Waroona. I was so lucky.
And what about you, Jeff?
Well, I'm from a large family of 12 kids.
12 kids? That's a rarity these days.
I know, it's huge. But so there was always siblings at home, but always siblings away as well, studying or uni or work or whatever. And now they're sort of spread from Broome in the north right the way down to south of Margaret River.
A big area, isn't it? Yeah.
Got a brother in Victoria and another brother over in the US. He went over there when I was about five or six.
Oh, okay.
I've only seen him twice since.
What, you got a good job over there or something, or he married a...
Funnily enough, he's mirroring my life. He's a carpenter, cabinet maker as well.
That's amazing, isn't it? Which part of the US?
He's in Washington State. I'm not exactly sure. I haven't been over there. My mother's been over to visit him when she was alive, and I've had a brother and a sister visit him, but... Like I said, I've only seen him twice since. That's when he came out here.
Incredible, isn't it?
Mm.
The other brothers and sisters all over the place,
mm-hmm.
they're still all around, 12 of them, everyone's still alive?
Yep, all going strong.
Oh, that's great.
We catch up occasionally. Just about everyone gets together, so it's good.
I was going to say, that'd be a big event, wouldn't it?
Oh, it's crazy.
With families as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be.
Took me ages to get to know them all.
Would it too? Yeah, what's your name? Every year you'd be saying, what's your name again? Who are you? What are your general memories of being a child in Waroona and Emmanuel? Was it a happy time for both of you?
Yeah, I had the best time as a child. I had two sets of grandparents that loved me. One lived a house away and the other one was a couple of streets away. Very spoilt. I was the youngest of three. My brother and sister, 6 and 7 years older than me.
No wonder you're a spoilt.
I was spoiled.
I'm the youngest as well. Yeah. I have three boys.
Played a lot of sport and we had basketball, netball, tennis and brownies, swimming club. We had it all.
A good, happy
life. Yeah. I was very spoiled, very privileged.
Yeah. I can see it in your face. You look very
happy.
And it's nice to have a good upbringing too.
Yeah, absolutely.
With those happy memories.
Very strong.
Yeah.
My father was in business. He owned a huge drapery shop.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Called Russell's. And
I'm sure a lot of locals around here would know
absolutely.
Of Russell's in Waroona.
Some of my clients that come from Harvey, the older ones, remember the shop as, coming with their mother or. Coming on their own because he sold everything.
One of those everything stores.
Yeah.
And what about you, Jeff?
Yeah, mainly Mandra. Spending most of my time at the beach. Had a great time. Brothers were very popular, so there was a lot of locals who used to come round to our house. And
that's a nice thing too, isn't it?
Yeah.
When your brother's friends and they all come round. And
you go out in town, they make sure you're all right. They look after you because they know you and all that. But, yeah, it was a very friendly town back then. There was no aggro, no risk. I could stay downtown as a young fella till quite late and come home. Never any trouble.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Oh, no. Not these days.
No. So you generally had a very positive upbringing. So you're listening to Ian talking to Sue Wright and Jeff Glasson on Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM. And this segment is all about new residents in Harvey, which Sue and Jeff are. What are some of the things, guys, that you loved about where you grew up and what do you miss the most of those areas? I guess
the freedom as a child to be, go tadpoling in the open drains was my absolute favourite as a child. Just knowing everyone, going to the show, the agricultural show, which was a lot smaller these days.
Yes.
And with all the locals there and coming up and... Squeeze the older ladies coming up and squeezing my cheeks, and they're just mum and dad,
all that sort of thing.
Very popular. Yeah, so
people used to get dressed up to go to the show.
Yeah, absolutely. We always got dressed up.
It was a special day out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Did you say the show was bigger then or bigger now?
Oh, bigger now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah.
It goes crazy now, doesn't it? They all ruin a show.
Yeah. They're always trying to sell something.
Yeah, you drive through town and you're almost stopped with traffic.
Yeah.
And you, Jeff?
The best memories I have is actually learning to surf down there and getting a group of mates that were all into surfing and going to all the different beaches and trying out all the different ways from north and south of Mandra, getting sunburnt something awful in summer and then freezing cold in winter.
Yes, that's always a way. You had a good wetsuit, I gather?
No, not back in those days.
Oh, you didn't?
No, come in with blue lips and numb limbs.
Oh, you're doing it tough.
Yeah.
Good. As you say, you got north and south, all the beaches there.
Yeah.
Because I remember doing a little bit of surfing years ago south of Mandra. Is it White Cliffs or?
It's White Hills.
White Hills, sorry, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Tim's Thicket, Melrose.
Tim's Thicket, that's right. Yeah. All those places in by four-wheel drive, I suppose, even in those days?
We were kids back then, so it was probably shouldn't say it, but hitchhiking.
Oh, yeah. Another thing you could do in those
you
times.
You could do, yes.
We'll break up the interview with a song that you've chosen.
Yes. The one in particular I was just loved when I was about 8 or 9, Puppet on String. And I just loved it so much, and it used, because it made me happy. My brother, who was 7 years older than me, had his first job, and he brought me a little a record, a single.
A little 45?
Yeah, yeah. I've still got it.
Yeah.
And because he knew I loved it. And, oh, that's great. I could just remember that, yeah.
And who sings Puppet on a String?
I did write it down because I couldn't remember. Yeah.
But it's not.
It was the English Girl, wasn't it?
I'll do the homework on
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So here we go, listeners. This is Puppet on a String. Enjoy, and we'll be back shortly. And that was Puppet on a String by Sandy Shaw. Sue and Jeff, thank you for finding that for us, Sue.
That's right.
Okay, I'm Ian on Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM. It is Your Town Talking, and today it is with Sue Wright and Jeff Glasson, new members of the Harvey community. It's great to have them in the studio. A few more questions, please, guys. You're really on the spot here, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
yeah, just a tad. When did you shift to Harvey, and what were the main reasons for moving here from Waroona?
We shifted to Harvey because our daughter and grandchildren live in Harvey, but the other reason was that Amanda and I have been in business for 20 years now, and the shop front we had was becoming a money pit, so we decided to sell it. And then we decided to sell our house, as in Jeff and we had a house in Hemel that was fairly old. So we got rid of that house too. Mm. And then we brought a nice big house in Harvey, which we become a home and a business. So we're a home business.
Okay.
For so both of us, actually, because yep. Jeff's got a huge shed out the back and that's where he runs his business.
Yeah, being a cabinet maker, that'd be very handy.
Oh, yeah, it's great to have a huge shed at last.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So your business, Sue?
Yes, it's natural. We're a natural therapy, so we work with muscles and nerves, also naturopathic. So Amanda's a naturopath.
Oh, okay.
Naturopath, yes.
You both work in together?
Obviously. Yes, we do. Yeah. So we have two rooms and a waiting room. So, it's all, we've worked hard to keep the house away from the business. So
yeah, that was my next question.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that's always
can be. Yeah, so we've got a lovely pathway and driveway. We've got a huge parking for clients, and the pathway comes down the side of the house, enters through the laundry and into the waiting room.
Wonderful.
That's perfect.
All organised.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jeff, you're going to be doing cabinetry work, cabinet making?
Cabinet making and carpentry, minor carpentry work, not building, not structural.
Not structural, okay.
Yeah, but, all facets of woodwork, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of home maintenance and renovations.
Have you started advertising in the area?
Not at the moment. Sean from Hobson's has been very good for me.
Yeah.
Because I've known him through a previous business, and he's got my cards and he hands them out to people, but until I start getting a bit of work around good work, that'll get the ball rolling. And
yeah,
word of mouth is always the best.
Oh, for sure. And Sean's a lovely guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
From Hobson's, and that's good. You've got someone out there sort of spreading the word, so to speak. I'm sure you'll get plenty of business in time to come because tradies have been a little bit rare of late.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sue, just going back to your original, your shop in Waroona.
Yes.
What was the sort of demise or the downfall? Was it the COVID era?
So once COVID hit, and then everything was so expensive to repair anything. So the shop was fairly maintenance, you know, was...
maintenance heavy?
Yes.
Ah.
And it just, wasn't it, Jeff?
It was basically we had two ageing properties and we thought, well, with the maintenance issues and two lots of rates and two lots of electricity, two lots of water, why don't we just combine them into...
To one.
So that's obviously the house in Hamel.
Yes.
And the shop in Waroona.
The house in Hamel, we couldn't take the business back there.
Yeah.
And it wasn't fair to take the business to Amanda and Vaughan. They already live in Harvey.
Okay. Yep.
So, we decided to do it this way. And we're only 20 minutes from Waroona.
Well, that's right.
And our clients come. They've followed us.
Well done.
We also had Harvey clients. They were overjoyed.
Yeah, I'm sure they were.
We don't have to travel. Yeah.
And Jeff, you're toing and froing from Waroona now, I gather.
Yeah, yeah. I spend most of my work is up Waroona way and further. It goes as far as Boddington, but I'd love to get more work down here. Just keep the petrol.
Well, I'm sure you will.
Down.
Yeah. So give your business a plug. The name?
It's just Jeff Glasson Carpentry.
There you go, Jeff Glasson.
Thank you for that.
Carpentry, not a problem. And
Cedar Scarp Natural Therapies.
Cedar Scarp.
Yes.
Natural therapies. There you go. A little bit of a plug on air.
That's great.
For being good and coming in and having an interview with Harvey Community Radio.
Beautiful.
Much appreciated. Okay. Do you have extended family or friends living in Harvey, and what are they involved in?
Yes. So that's my daughter and son-in-law. And Vaughan manages the Alcoa Farmlands.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and... Amanda, obviously, she works within the business with me, and we have two grandsons who are 8.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's nice to be all local.
Yeah. Close by. Absolutely.
You're very lucky all mine are up in Perth, so.
Yeah.
That's great for you. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's terrific. What about you, Jeff? Any sort of extended family on your side or?
Not really, not down in Harvey.
No.
I have a sister-in-law that was actually born and raised in Harvey, and she came down and visited us. Just on the weekend.
Isn't it funny how it all turns and connects and twists and then ends up back in one place?
I mean,
What are some of your first memories and impressions of Harvey when you shifted here, when you came looking and when you decided to buy?
Mm.
What were some of the reasons or impressions, I should say?
I didn't realise that there were so many good businesses in town. It's amazing.
That's nice to hear.
I love the furniture shop.
It's terrific. That's
my God.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's great. We've been in there several times.
Getting a fair bit of money off
it.
I'm sure they have.
And what's the...
Retrovision.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
It is.
Yeah, kitchen appliances.
It's got a family feel, hasn't it?
Yeah, and hairdressers everywhere. Two IGAs, which is amazing.
Because you've just come from one IGA up the road there, haven't you, in Waroona?
Yeah. So, and it's always busy.
All the shops, the main roads.
Always busy.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
There's always people going through, isn't there?
Yeah. People supporting everyone. And two bakeries, which is lovely. And a butcher's.
Yes. Yeah. And a good butcher's as well.
Yes.
I love the butcher's.
No, it's very, it's got a good feel. Friday afternoons, I've noticed, and Saturday mornings is busy with tourists coming through.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of people used to say, well, they don't get off the highway, they just go straight through. Okay, some people do go straight through, but others do pull in because they know what's here. And
absolutely.
Yeah, we've had a bit of an issue with cafes in town.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah, it is. But I'm sure that'll sort itself out in the end.
Yeah, normally does.
And go forward from there. So, and what about challenges for both of you? There must have been something that when you moved, was it any challenges that you faced?
Probably. The business hasn't affected Sue and Amanda too much because they've had Harvey clients in the past.
Okay.
And the others are willing to travel down. But for me, it's going back to trying to get local work. I'd really like to stop travelling out of town to do work. And again, it's just a matter of word of mouth, get a couple of jobs.
That's right. That's going to be a word of mouth time process, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the more people talk and the more work you do get, the better it'll be.
Yeah, yeah.
For everyone.
And so, I'm sure that'll come.
It will.
Because there's more, probably more opportunities in a big town, but I much prefer a smaller town.
Yeah, offshore and let it grow. I think it's a great idea. I don't think you'll have any problems. I've seen some of your work in the past, so I don't think you'll have problems there, Jeff.
Oh, thank you for that.
Yes. No, not a problem. And working with your daughter, does that create any issues or that's gone well?
No, we've been together for 20 years. So.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that you work in tandem. And
We lean on each other. Yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah.
Any practical things you've identified that would assist you with any challenges you face, any practical things that's in town or not in town or things that you say, well, it'd be nice to have?
It's only 20 minutes away, but I love the indoor pool marina because I do aerobics, so I'm travelling.
Good comment.
Yes, and I did go to the Harvey pool on the weekend with the two wee boys. I took them there for a swim.
Oh, nice.
And it is lovely, and I remember taking my kids down here for swimming lessons when they were young, and the water was always freezing, but when I hopped in on the weekend, it was beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
You've done a lot of work down here at the Peter Topham Memorial Pool.
Yeah. So, even in the summer, it would be nice for someone, aerobics teacher to...
Yeah, that's right. In summer months.
Utilise the pool.
Yeah, true too.
Early in the morning.
Great idea.
Yeah.
It'd be absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Because it's a lovely garden there around the pool.
Yeah,
the whole
it's gorgeous.
Place is so nice.
And it was so packed.
Oh, that's good to
hear. On the weekend. Yeah, yeah. That's families... either side, it looked like they'd been there for the day.
Ah,
yeah.
Because things have been quiet there.
Yeah.
But of course, now as it's heating up, it can only get better.
Yeah. So and, that's the only thing.
Yeah. So we'll have to ask them to put a roof over the top of it, like an indoor pool. It's 50
Why
metres
not?
Of it or something.
Why,
yeah.
Solar
yeah.
panels.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. Could do it. No worries at all. Or just one section, you know. But no, a good point. What about you, Jeff? Any. Things you could think maybe?
Not really. The town and the area, the region, is great. I love it. It'd be nice if it was closer to the beach, but that's just my preference.
I think that too sometimes. I think I'd be also just another 10 km west.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
But we can't have everything.
No.
You know, we've got the beautiful hills here. So when we get those lovely easterly breezes and
yes, we get
it's summer, right? What are some of your favourite reasons for living in Harvey and what opportunities are here for you in the future? Does that go back to what we've just spoken about?
I think so. We have spoken about it before, but just to be embraced by the Harvey people would be lovely, you know, and I would like to get to know more people
terrific.
In Harvey.
Yes.
So we're familiar with each other.
And that's a good ambition to have.
Yeah.
In a town like Harvey, because there's plenty of activities for all ages.
Yes.
And I think, I don't think you'll have a problem there.
No. And there's some nice people around. So
there is.
Good community.
I'm sure you guys will fit in, no worries at all. So
it's one of the things, you go downtown to the shops and everyone's willing to give you a smile and say good morning and good day, how are you? You don't get that in a lot of places.
Yeah. Isn't it nice?
It's great.
Isn't it nice when you get that? That's what I notice here as well. And and the more you get out and do things like bowling clubs or wherever, swimming pool, people, getting out and meeting people, the better off it is for you and the town.
Yes, exactly.
Well, Duncan's always sprucing up plenty of things to do around the Harvey area on his breakfast program Monday, Thursdays and Fridays. So
I've started playing, actually, the last few weeks.
Oh.
The radio in the waiting room. So.
Oh, that's great. Oh, thank you. Oh, there you go. Yeah. So that's terrific. Well, it's been really nice chatting to you, Jeff and Sue, this morning. Really appreciate you coming in for Sounds Like Harvey 2024, which is nearly 2025, about new residents in town. And it's nice to have fresh faces in town, hopefully make a difference to the town, in the town, I should say.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure you both will. Appreciate you having you on Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM, because it is your town talking today. It's been Sue and Jeff's town talking. And it's been wonderful. So, and what about a song to go out with?
Obviously, Small Town, John Mellencamp.
Okay, yeah, folks. Thanks very much again, Jeff and Sue, and for coming in. Here we go with Small Town by John Mellencamp.
Enough to say, look who's in the big town. My baby.